The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. It's Super Tuesday in Virginia and polls are currently open. They close at 7 p.m. Former President Donald Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley are the top contenders for the Republican presidential nomination. And on the Democrat side, incumbent President Joe Biden is up against former U.S. Representative Dean Phillips. As of March 1st, more than 3,800 Richmonders cast an early in-person ballot or submitted one through the mail. To find polling station info, visit your local registrar's website. And for other Election Day questions, visit the state registrar's office at elections.virginia.gov. A bill sponsored by Tazewell Republican Senator T. Travis Hackworth would allow the state to set aside funds for cleaning up polluted industrial lands. Currently, the Virginia Brownfield and Coal Mine Renewable Energy Grant Fund can only be financed with federal dollars. Here's Hackworth.
We all know that the Commonwealth of Virginia is a lot more efficient than Washington. So while we are waiting on Washington dollars, a lot of the funds that we have to make these projects go cannot be progressed.
The grant program, which was started in 2021, is used to finance clean energy projects on now shuttered industrial sites. Lawmakers support the move to open up Commonwealth taxpayer dollars to the program. They sent the bill to the governor's desk this month, giving him until Friday to sign or veto the proposal. The director of Virginia's Department of Environmental Quality previously led a consulting firm that worked on the Mountain Valley Pipeline. Michael Rollband's company advised MVP representatives on running a natural gas pipeline through wetlands and waterways, according to the Roanoke Times. The conflict of interest was disclosed in a memo after Governor Glenn Youngkin appointed Rollband in 2022. In a follow-up memo to DEQ leadership, in 2023, Rollband wrote that he was personally divested from MVP. The state agency has cited the pipeline with more than 300 violations. The General Assembly session's final week started Monday. VPM News reporter Jad Khalil says one of the pending bills is a study of surveillance technology.
Body cameras, facial recognition technology, license plate readers. They're all methods law enforcement can use for surveillance. But Delegate Sam Rasool notes something interesting.
Currently, there is no Virginia definition with regards to surveillance technology.
Rasool is a Democrat representing Roanoke. He has a bill that would define surveillance tech. It also have hundreds of law enforcement agencies report what tech they are using to the state.
So that way people are familiar with the technologies that are being used to surveil them.
The bill doesn't mandate or prohibit any sort of technology. It does say that the Commonwealth will study what methods are effective, and it'll study potential for misuse or disparate impacts on various communities. A Virginia Senate version sponsored by Lynchburg Republican Mark Peek died in the House on Wednesday. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
A Hampton Democrat has proposed meetings around the decertification of law enforcement officers can happen behind closed doors. The Virginia Association of Chiefs of Police worked with Senator Mamie Locke on the bill, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. The state chapter of the NAACP also supports the proposal. Proponents of the measure say it would speed up the decertification process and compared the plan to a city board going into closed session. Open government advocates say not having access to those meetings could obscure information in the public interest. City and state officials say the Navy is considering a housing project that could cost up to $400 million in Newport News. Ryan Murphy with partner station WHRO News has more.
Delegate Sia Price says the Navy wants to build housing for sailors living on ships undergoing maintenance at Newport News Shipbuilding. A state budget amendment approved by the House of Delegates would match 10% of whatever the Navy spends on building that, committing Virginia to up to $40 million. Price says the project would be a big improvement for sailors and also a huge move for the city's downtown.
Something of this size and of this magnitude could really help invest funds in an area that has been historically neglected.
The Navy hasn't confirmed plans to build new housing, but it has been looking at ways to improve living conditions for sailors at the shipyard after a rash of suicides in recent years.
That was Ryan Murphy with partner station WHRO News. Ahead of Tuesday's presidential primary, former President Donald Trump visited Richmond. VPM News reporter Ian Stewart has details.
Hello, Richmond. I'm thrilled to be back in the beautiful Virginia. We love Virginia. How much? We're going to make a big play for Virginia. You know that.
Roughly 3,000 people came from all over the state, and some even drove down from New Jersey to hear the former president speak. 59-year-old David English, who drove to the city from Beaver Dam, was one of the hundreds who were lined up on the sidewalk at 9 a.m., waiting for the doors to open at 3. The issues he hopes Trump can fix were echoed by many VPM News spoke with.
Literally everything from immigration to gun laws and to just the pure corruption to voter fraud. I don't believe that 2020 was even remotely fair.
The 2024 Republican presidential front runner talked for almost 2 hours, touching on those issues, with the bulk focusing on immigration. The polls for Tuesday's presidential primary open at 6 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. Ian Stewart, VPM News.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.